This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish P. Abraham. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva will hold bilateral talks in New Delhi today. Both leaders would be reviewing the entire gamut of bilateral relations. The two leaders would also be exchanging views on regional and global issues of mutual interest, including cooperation in multilateral fora, reformed multilateralism, global governance, and issues concerning the Global South. Yesterday, PM Modi held a bilateral meeting with Hereditary Prince of Liechtenstein, Prince Alois, President of the Slovak Republic, Peter Pellegrini, Sri Lankan President Anura Kumaradesanayake, and Prime Minister of Mauritius, Dr. Naveen Chandra Ram Gulam, in New Delhi on the sidelines of the India AI Impact Summit 2026. During the meeting with United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres and PM Modi, they exchanged perspectives on UN reforms, especially giving greater voice to the Global South. India AI Impact Summit 2026 concludes at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi yesterday with strong global endorsement of India's responsible AI vision. Addressing the concluding press conference in New Delhi, Electronics and IT Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said the AI Impact Summit has been a grand success on many fronts. Mr. Vaishnav said all major nations which matter in the artificial intelligence space have signed the India AI Impact Summit 2026 declaration. The minister said that over 70 countries have already signed the declaration and the number is expected to cross 80. However, today is the last day of India AI Impact Expo. Government extended the expo for one more day because of the overwhelming response from exhibitors, innovators and visitors. It will be open from 9:15 a.m. till 6 p.m. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani at 11 a.m. tomorrow. It will be the 131st episode of the monthly radio program. The program will be broadcast across the entire Akashvani and Doordarshan network, the AIR news website and the News On Air mobile app. It will also be live streamed on the YouTube channels of AIR News, DD News, the PMO and the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting. Akashvani will broadcast the program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast. Ministry of External Affairs said that both India and the United States are working to finalize the mutually beneficial trade agreement. Addressing the media in New Delhi yesterday, MEA spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said that a delegation led by the chief negotiator will visit the US next week.
We had adopted the joint statement between the United States and India recently, and as per the joint statement, both sides are now working to finalization of the interim agreement of a mutually beneficial bilateral trade agreement. What I understand is that a delegation from our side, a team led by the chief negotiator from our side, is expected to visit the United States next week.
Supreme Court has cautioned West Bengal's Director General of Police regarding violence and political interference during the SIR process. The court made it clear that if the DGP does not take initiative against objectionable remarks by political leaders, strict action will be taken against the DGP in the future. In the next hearing, the DGP must report what measures have been taken in response to complaints received. The case will be heard again the next month. PM Modi will participate in the groundbreaking ceremony of the HCL-Foxconn joint venture project in the Yamuna Expressway Industrial Development Authority in Uttar Pradesh through a video conference today. The project is aligned with the government's efforts to strengthen domestic manufacturing capabilities, reduce import dependence and build resilient global supply chains. Union Home Minister Amit Shah is scheduled to attend the Raising Day Parade of the Central Reserve Police Force and lay foundation stone of the 10th Assam Police Battalion in Guwahati today. For the first time, the CRPF's annual Raising Day Parade is being hosted in Assam and the Northeast region. In hockey, India will begin their overseas leg of the FIH Pro League against Spain in Hobart today. The game is scheduled to begin at 12 p.m. The Indian men's hockey team will be keen to make a strong comeback under new captain Hardik Singh, especially in the absence of regular skipper Harmanpreet Singh. Following the opening encounter, India will take on hosts Australia in a high-intensity clash tomorrow. And that is the end of this news bulletin.